Come on. Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
I don't even like dressing up for Halloween.
You are so jeans. Full of it.
You act like you don't like
dress
it.
Up like Luigi.
Really? You didn't wear that Luigi costume later on?
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But it's because she was going, it's a me, Mahoney. Yeah, something about plumbing. I don't know.
Dave and Mahoney.
Well, I spent quite a bit of time in Missouri visiting.
There's a roast beef place called Vine's Choice.
Didn't it give you diarrhea the last time you ate it?
Yeah. Violent diarrhea,
but let's not talk about that. It's still fine. It's an abusive relationship. I don't care.
Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney and the girl in the... To the side.
Don't even give this guy another second. Don't disrespect me.
Shut
My
up.
Name is Audrey.
And you just got told, bitch.
That's a woman who has no time for your BS.
That's a woman who's dealing with a bunch of cats, too.
Dude, yeah.
Wait till she raises these cats. She will send them at you, claw out those eyes.
All right. And now, this is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Thursday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news.
Some bad news, yeah. Don't ask for a refund at Dunkin', apparently.
I've been on the Dunkin' train.
Have you?
I am not even joking whenever I say this. Something about just like... fist fighting at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
she's fully caffeinated.
Gets you ready to go. Dave, huh?
It's more my vibe these days.
Yeah, Audrey is a dung queen.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I see what you did there. That's clever.
I got a dung king for my dung queen. Actually, that feels like it's like we're talking about not Dunkin' here.
So I guess there was a customer that was dissatisfied at a Dunkin' employee and the Dunkin' itself in North Carolina and demanded a refund.
Uh-huh.
And that led to an argument. Well, the 18-year-old employee who worked at Dunkin'. His name is Ricky Miller.
Ricky. Ricky, throw some hands.
He did more than that.
Hell yeah.
He got into his car and he followed the person that asked for the refund and started firing shots at the customer's truck after an attempted traffic stop.
Miller
then crashed into a field and was taken into custody.
Promote him, man. Like, this man is riding for your business, Duncan.
Dude, this guy was like, he was straight up a criminal. He had a semi-automatic pistol with an altered serial number, so he's basically got a ghost
He filed off the serial number.
That's crazy.
Call it a semi-automatic handgun.
Yeah, but I mean,
with a modified serial, he filed off the serial number on a Glock.
I mean, this guy, he's got he's got a ghost gun, and he's working hourly.
That's not
a
ghost gun, Dave. A ghost gun is, like, made up of other parts, many parts put together.
You don't know the story.
3D printed.
The rest of the story is it was a 3D printed, made-up parts gun.
Oh, is that what it was?
I mean, it doesn't say that, but that's what I'm assuming. A search of his vehicle turned up the pistol, and he now faces charges including felony discharging of a firearm in an occupied dwelling and felony flee to elude arrest and possession of a firearm with the altered serial number. So he was given a $4,000. Bond. What? Does that seem low?
So he was out on what, $400?
$400? Like, that just seems wild to me.
So, no, I will double down, triple down on the fact that I love Dunkin' Donuts, formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts. And if there was going to be anybody who was going to serve my coffee, I would like it to be with the man with the ghost gun at 6 a.m.
And some good news today. More wieners for everyone. Oscar Mayer.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Give the people wieners.
She is caffeinated. So Oscar Mayer has introduced its first ever plant-based hot dog known as not hot dogs. They should have just called them not dogs.
Flip these stories, man. This is not good news.
It's a good option for those that are vegetarian.
The good news is the fact that this guy was able to shoot up people with a filed-off serial gun.
And get out for
$400. Yeah, the bad news is that we've got fake hot dogs running around.
You act like Oscar Mayer has ever made a good hot dog ever.
What in the trans is happening to our hot dog community?
They identify as hot dogs, okay?
Fake hot dogs.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So it alarmed a lot of people that Bill Belichick was not able to land another head coaching role after his, you know, historic run with the New England Patriots. And there's a couple of teams that were pretty close to hiring Bill Belichick. And I understand that, like, all of that seemed like it happened pretty quickly. So the fact that Bill Belichick did not land a role immediately is not necessarily a huge surprise, but he is one of the most storied coaches in the league. So the fact that, you know, there's all of these people, all of these head coaching vacancies that are going to dudes that our first-time NFL coaches, it seems
like a pick-me.
It's kind of ageist, honestly, is what's going on because they're like, well, we could only get 3 or 4 years out of Bill Belichick, then he's going to retire because he's, you know, like 71 years old.
You see our presidential candidates, he could coach for another 200 years.
But, I mean, I do think, though, too, Bill Belichick is stubborn. And I think that he probably is waiting for an opportunity that he believes suits him as well. I don't think he's going to grab whatever he can.
What the rumor is that floated around the league was that, you know, the Atlanta deal was the one that was most likely to happen.
Yep.
Out of all of them, it was the other people in the front office who the owner wanted Bill Belichick, but the other executives in the front office ended up talking about it because they knew that their jobs probably would be gone if Belichick came in.
Well, because Belichick would come in and want to bring his people with him and set up his system and the whole bit. And I get that. That is a total overhaul of a program. And with everything happening pretty quickly with him, it's not a huge surprise.
But also, that's just how that works.
Yeah, that is how that works.
Like, if you're bringing in a man who has a team that has been successful, wouldn't you want that for your franchise?
Not if you're one of the executives who wants to keep your job, you're going to tell the ownership that, no, this isn't the right fit for us. We don't need him.
Well, interestingly, there's been some talk about Bill Belichick maybe landing on a TV desk, and you're like, you know, Bill Belichick doesn't seem like the most charismatic guy or the sort of dude who...
doesn't seem like he's a person who really likes press.
See, but everybody says that when he wants to turn it on, he can turn it on. Yeah. So,
one person that seems to believe that is Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is reportedly trying to sign Bill Belichick to Omaha Productions. So part of Manning's pitch is the creation of a football show named GoatCast with former Alabama football coach Nick Saban.
Oh my God, and they're boys.
Yeah.
Saban and Belichick.
Yeah,
so if they got
years.
On a desk together, they would instantly start like curmudgeon bantering. I love that.
So the proposed show would follow the Manning cast style, which is similar to how the Mannings do their coverage of Monday Night Football on ESPN, only Bill Belichick and Nick Saban as like alternate commentators. Like,
oh,
I think that'd
man.
Be great.
I mean, you put them together with Eli and Peyton, I feel like that could
or
be...
Or just let them go, right? I mean, like, put those two on there. Like, I want to hear their perspective. I mean, the thing that made Tony Romo a hit for the NFL is that, you know, he was able to identify what was happening on the field and call the plays and everything else. But if you had arguably two of the best minds for...
There's no arguable. They're the two most winningest football coaches, you know, when it comes to championships in history between college and professional.
Wow. As you know, Mahoney, everything is arguable because you can argue about everything.
Okay.
These guys...
I feel like that's arguable.
I would love to see it. You know, Saban recently joined ESPN's College Game Day as an analyst. Bill Belichick has met with all of the heavy hitters, the CBS and NBC and ESPN, who are also interested in hiring him. This seems like a different thing, though, as opposed to just, you know, plopping down on a desk. This is, you know, you guys can kind of be yourselves. It's a little more loose. Mm-hmm. I think it could be a compelling offer if the money's right.
For sure.
And you would think Peyton Manning probably has got the money.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know what this is all about. You just told me to call you a dummy.
There's nothing you can say they haven't heard before.
Leave us a message by calling 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Mahoney, I've got your cure for your barbershop blues. So I was in the same boat, man. You'd get a good haircut. You'd go back there the next time. There'd be a new stylist. Wouldn't be as good. I took good notes. I paid attention. I got my wife cutting my hair now.
Message deleted.
We tried that during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we did that during COVID.
She
and
did the
my
best
wife
she could.
Did. She did an admirable job. But she's got a real job.
Mahoney.
You know, like,
Mahoney.
That's not her
Mahoney.
Job is not to cut
Mahoney.
My hair.
You're so sweet.
Your wife, you are sweet. Your wife is a very, very talented woman.
Yeah.
Not when it comes to cutting hair.
No. She's got a full-time job.
That
Dave.
People get when they're, like, in the insane asylum, it kind of looked like that.
It was bowl cut.
It was straight up bowl cut.
We were trying to
the
do
lines
it.
Weren't straight.
Well,
it
but
was
she
just
was
not.
She was trying to fade it up.
She was, and look, it's not
it's
easy.
Tough.
I mean, you were just talking earlier this week, Mahoney, about how difficult it is to find a good hairstylist.
But what the most annoying part of that time of our lives was, Dave. I'm not going to look over at Mahoney whenever I say this because I'm a little embarrassed that it lasted as long as it did. He had her cut his hair, like, post, like, when things were open.
Oh,
when things were back.
Like, 2 years.
And we were all like, yeah, man, that looks great.
Yeah, and that looks really good. Uh-huh. Did you get a haircut?
Like, why was that a thing? Like, why did you keep it going?
Convenience.
And we are sluts for convenience.
So, but I'll say this. I think I'm done on barbershops. I'm not going to barbershops anymore. Like, give me, like, I much prefer a salon. Give me a pretty woman.
who can keep appointments.
So, but yeah. Dave, I heard this actually yesterday, unprompted conversation, and I was like, wow, this must be a real thing in men's lives. Someone was telling me that they have an issue with going to salons because the women will cut their hair really, really great the first couple of times, trying to like wean you in as a client, and then they get bored. And then the haircuts are never as good as the first or second time.
I've never had that experience.
Well, but I mean, we're also extraordinarily talented. So the women are always trying to wean us.
Yeah.
I mean, we are exceptional tippers, so.
There is that.
Well, you say that, and the gentleman who you tipped three times the amount left you on
red. That's a barbershop. Yeah, like, I'm done. Okay. Like, I'm done with you. I'm done with those guys.
Yeah. We do, like, as women, love feeling like we're being taken care of. So the $150 extra tip, it's like, wow. Could this be my next sugar daddy? Thank you so much, sir. Father? Dad?
No, just cut my hair.
Dad?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Jose here again, chiming in on that Facebook thing. It'd be better if it didn't come back, because then the kids would actually have to put their phones down and go outside and play.
Message deleted.
Okay, he's talking about the Facebook outage the other day.
Yeah.
It was down for a couple hours. You act like kids are the only ones on their phones. I see a whole group of olds.
That was old people going outside to play. No kids are on Instagram or Facebook.
Like, yeah. Man,
I have little kids, and I'll tell you this much. All they want to do is go outside and play.
Yeah.
I mean, kids love playing outside. It's not a problem with social media for the kids. We're the problem. Like, the worst moment of my week, every week, is Sunday when my iPhone tells me what my screen time is for the week. I'm like,
The oldest people I know on social media are also the most toxic.
Yes.
Mm. Like so saying that, like, the kids, you know, I mean, I understand your sentiment. Because, yes, I mean, they are having a different childhood than we are. But we, and people even, you know, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, we are the problem on social media.
Yeah, man.
And we're all addicted to our phones.
Yeah, man. I really have tried to put down my phone. I'm trying to find my screen time.
I was on my phone for 90 minutes last night after I got into bed, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, nothing productive is happening here.
Oh, I'm down. Hey, everybody, round of applause for me. I'm down 20% from last week.
You are?
On a daily average is 4 hours and 10 minutes.
That's pretty good. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I'm very excited for this new venture that I'm on, down 20%. I don't know if I can say that I can go any further down. Thank you for the round of applause.
Mm-hmm. Took me a second to find it.
I was wondering why it was taking you so long, but to ask that from time to time.
That does happen. Talk dirty to me.
Case.
Find that applause button.
Total screen time, 16 hours and 41 minutes. Wow, okay. Well, and most of my time is spent on Instagram, and I would have thought TikTok for sure. TikTok is 2 hours less. Woof.
Wow.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Your word of the day is perspicacious.
Message deleted.
Can we stop this? Can we stop? Can we stop this?
Why do you hate this, you crumb?
Because we're never going to use these words.
We've
got all the words we're using right now. We are not adding new things into our vocabulary.
It startled me the other day when Audrey tried to introduce her word of the day.
But I did, didn't I?
You did.
I did it so perfectly.
Then I was like, what does it even mean? Did you just make that up?
No,
like,
I didn't. I used it perfectly.
You did.
Perspicacious. Having a ready insight into understanding of things. That's a boring word. See, this is the thing, is that these are boring words. That's why Mahoney doesn't like it.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
Show. This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So they released the list of the highest paid actors in 2023. Who do you think is at the top of the list?
Pedro Pascal.
I'm trying to think of what were the big movies this last year. So, I mean, Barbie was the biggest movie of the year,
I think. Killian Murphy was probably up there. Margot Robbie.
So I would say Margot Robbie and... Is it Killian or Cillian?
Killian.
Cillian.
No, it's Killian.
I thought it was Cillian.
He says it in interviews as Killian.
Well, he is wrong. It's Cillian.
Okay, it's Killian.
Killian.
The skinny guy who played Oppenheimer. That guy.
Irish.
So Tom Cruise is on the list, $45 million
that makes
for
sense.
Him. Ryan Gosling, not a huge surprise there because of Barbie. $43 million. Wow. Matt Damon also at $43 million.
For Air.
Jennifer Aniston.
And Oppenheimer.
$42 million.
Jennifer Aniston?
What did
Aniston.
She do?
What
other
movies
than Netflix?
Were she even in?
I don't even
Murder
know.
Mystery 2?
And don't get me wrong, I love me some Jennifer Aniston, but
Leonardo DiCaprio, $41 million.
Okay.
He did the
Flowers of the Killer Moon,
which is excellent. Jason Statham? I mean, was there another Fast?
Jason Statham.
He does like a Guy Ritchie movie a year. So, yeah. I mean, Jason Statham in a Fast and Furious.
Was there another Fast and Furious?
So, yeah, probably Vin Diesel's probably in there.
Vin Diesel's not on the list.
No.
Ben Affleck, $38 million for
Ben
Affleck.
Well, Ben, he did Air this past year.
Was that big of a movie?
Yeah, man. Oh, my gosh. You didn't see it?
No.
Incredible.
I mean, it didn't do great at the box office, but Amazon ended up buying it and then put it out and did pretty well there.
I loved it.
No, it was a great movie. Yeah.
Denzel Washington also on the list.
For The Equalizer 3.
Yeah.
Which also was great.
Pretty good, actually. Yeah. I mean, considering it's the third one.
You watched that?
It was good.
It was one of those nights where I was like, there's nothing else to watch. And I liked the first Equalizer. The second
the first
one was kind of corny.
Great. Yeah.
Then,
I watched Equalizer 3 without even seeing 1 or 2.
You just went straight to
3. You are a monster,
I'll
Audrey.
I see it in the theaters. I said, you know what? I'm going to start 3 in.
Do you really need to see the first two?
I mean, maybe have like a little bit of...
What? Denzel Washington can slow down time and beat everyone's ass. Like, that's the entire premise of the movie. You don't need to really see the first two to grasp what's going on.
Okay.
But number one, as far as female actors go,
I was gonna say, are there some real names in there?
Margot Robbie, $59 million.
Good for her.
She did two movies this past year, didn't she?
She did.
Ben Affleck as well and Leonardo DiCaprio, or am I thinking of 2020?
I think you're thinking of like Wolf of Wall Street in 2012.
No, I'm not, because it was when it was that Hollywood movie. She was in that, wasn't she?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
She was not in that movie, was she?
Whatever.
That was also like 5 years ago.
Number one on the list, though, by a long shot, $73 million.
Who's that?
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
No shock there. I mean, he's got a monster deal with Netflix.
Yeah. I mean, Murder Mystery 2,
yep.
You're So Not Invited to My Bar Mitzvah, Leo, Spaceman. So Adam Sandler has been very, very
I'll tell you, I watched the preview for Spaceman, which is currently on Netflix, and it looks good.
It does? You look at a talking spider in outer space having conversations with Adam Sandler, who's supposed to be an astronaut.
Everything Adam Sandler does.
Who's going through a divorce, by the way. That's also a part of this movie.
Did you watch
the movie?
Going
through a divorce, space astronaut Adam Sandler, talking to a spider. I don't know. I'm out.
Did you watch the preview, though?
I did.
That doesn't speak to you?
No.
It doesn't speak to you like that spider?
No.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Dave and Mahoney present
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Norm is joining us today for a round of Lazy Bones Mahomes. Norm, let me ask you, do you find, from what you know about Mahoney, that he is very, very efficient or very, very lazy?
I would say it's a combination of both.
I would tend to agree. I mean, there are certainly moments where Mahoney has struck me as impressively efficient, and then other times just catastrophically lazy.
I know who's not getting any help on this game.
Well,
we will just throw that out there right now.
So I will say, Norm, we are trying to figure this out together. Myself and Audrey and you are kind of all playing this together because none of us know the correct answer. So Mahoney's wife sends us these messages of things that he does behind the scenes, and then we read them, and we legitimately are in the dark on this. So we'll try to figure it out. But are you ready for the first fact about something that Mahoney did behind the scenes?
Sure.
Okay, the first
Dave,
one is...
hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, he's got to do his preamble.
I forgot. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, this isn't about laziness. This is about being efficient. Because many years ago, when I was a young man visiting Bolivia, down at one of the most beautiful places on the planet, the Uyuni Salt Flats, I met a man, a wise man, an ancient man, who told me, son, the key to a happy life is to work smarter, not harder. And ever since that day, Dave, I have worked smarter and not harder in honor of that ancient wise man.
You done?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the first one, Norm. This spring, there's been more rain and wind at our house than there has been in a long time. So the heater had been on and off and on and off. When Mahoney got home the other day, he decided that he wanted to warm up the house by turning on the air conditioner. He called me at work to tell me the heater was broken, and when I got home, I found that he'd been running the AC instead of the heater. He stared at me and said, "Baby, this is why I need you to take care of things for me. It's not lazy, I just don't know how. Sir, you know how to work the thermostat."
Dave. She had the heater locked out.
had the heater locked out. No, she didn't.
She 100% did. She 100% did.
How do you lock out a heater?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how that ring works or the whatever, the Nest.
Okay.
It's very complicated.
It's an app on your phone.
I just
man.
Turned the thing to the temperature I wanted. I don't know why the air conditioner turned on.
Okay. All right. Here we go on to number two, Norm. Again, only one of these is not true, which is pretty unbelievable. I've made comments to Mahoney before about how he's never changed the toilet paper, which he denies, despite the fact that I regularly find empty toilet paper rolls on the holder in the bathroom. The other day, after using the restroom, I reached for the toilet paper but found yet another empty roll. Instead of getting up and getting a new roll myself, I decided to test my theory and called Mahoney into the bathroom and asked him to get me another roll. Instead of rooting around and looking for a roll, he just stood there and sheepishly said, I don't know where we keep the toilet paper.
So what does he do? What does he do? What do you do?
I check to make sure that there is toilet paper before I sit down, so like an adult does.
But so you'll adult do that, but then
you won't check to
back.
Make sure there's still some for the next person who would exclusively be your wife. Or
I
you.
Don't know where she keeps it, Dave. That is not my fault.
Okay.
Oh, that would send me into a rage.
And she keeps moving it. You know, I don't know. She like, you're in charge it. Of the storage system in this house. Uh-huh. I'm just there.
Like most people, they're constantly moving where they store their toilet paper. That's a very common thing. Good call, Mahoney.
It is.
Third and final one, Norm, before we try to figure out this riddle. On my most recent visit to see Mahoney and stay at his rental house, he thought that he'd be sweet and wash the sheets, so I had a fresh bed to sleep in. A friendly reminder that I had to tell him to wash his sheets a few months ago because he hadn't washed them in nearly a year and they were funky. So he's learning, you guys. The problem is, he didn't know how to fit the duvet back into the duvet cover, so I was presented with a bed covered in beach towels that I'm pretty sure he didn't wash. In fact, our beach towels are still in our old house, so I'm not even sure where he got these beach towels from because they clearly were not new.
First off, I was drying those beach towels.
On the bed? You were air drying wet towels on the bed.
No, he already had dried them in the dryer, and then he just laid them on the bed. Audrey, don't be ridiculous.
He was saying he was drying them.
Wait, what?
He just said
right?
He was drying,
well,
drying the beach towels.
On the bed?
I mean, I don't know where my towels are currently.
Okay.
And so the only towels that I have are beach towels, so I use those for showering.
Okay. All right.
Hang them up to dry.
All right. So, Norm, only one of these is not true. Is there anything out of these three that strikes you as being too ridiculous for even Mahoney?
You know, all three of them seem
plausible.
Fairly plausible.
Two of these are true.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there one that you would like to eliminate as 100% fact?
Which one do you think is the most likely of being true? And we can see if we can eliminate that one. Is it the running the AC, leaving the toilet paper dispenser totally empty multiple times, and then claiming he doesn't know where the toilet paper is, or the third one about the beach towels?
Well, I feel like because he works in radio and should be fairly tech savvy, that he would know how to operate the thermostat and the app that goes with it. So
you think that one is 100% true? So we're trying to do process of elimination here, where the next one is going to be a 50-50 shot. Mahoney, is that one 100% true?
So let me just weigh in here before you make a final decision on this, Norm, because I'm not sure. I think that Mahoney may know how to operate the thermostat, but I think he's afraid to adjust it because his wife has given him a hard time about
it.
So
you're just making it more difficult for our friend here.
Maybe.
Okay.
But the one that strikes me as absolutely stone cold truth is the one about the toilet paper.
100%. You can eliminate that one.
Okay, so that one is off the table as a possibility. So only one is a lie, the thermostat one or the one about the bed sheets. Now, the only thing that strikes me about the bed sheets and the duvet and all of that is that you laying out beach towels would actually require more effort.
Untrue. You have never tried to put sheets or a comforter inside of a duvet.
Okay, but so
that is clear to me.
That's the other thing that got me is, do you actually have a duvet on your bed? Because that seems like something your wife would have, but maybe not you at the rental house.
He says he sleeps naked all the time with no sheets. Yeah. Star fishing.
That's in the summer.
Okay. So You got to make a final decision, Norm. Only one of these is not true. Are you going with the duvet cover or are you going with the AC as being the one that is not true?
I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and say it's the duvet cover.
Norm, the duvet cover and the beach towels is 100% a lie. You are correct, sir. I don't have a duvet cover on my bed. It's because it's in my closet, crumpled up on the floor because I don't know how to get the comforter back inside
of it. It's real tricky. It is.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
So this is a pretty wild story, and I will say that's worth it in hindsight. A 78-year-old woman has sued a couple of police officers after they stormed into her house and it was wrongly searched by a SWAT team. They were looking for a stolen truck.
Okay.
And the cops busted up into her house looking for the stolen truck because, you know, that's where you keep stolen trucks. And
a lot of 78-year-old women stealing trucks these days.
Yeah. They said that they had the right house and they were sure of it, but it turns out that they had the wrong house. They were using somebody's Find My iPhone app, and this person passed the information along to the police.
Great detective work there.
Yeah. So they were like, hey, My stolen property is at this address, and I know that because my Apple app says that it's here.
And they, like, swatted her.
They swatted her. The full-on SWAT team rolled up in there.
Could you imagine this happening to your mom or your grandma?
Your grandmother, 76 years old, insane.
According to this lawsuit, Johnson, a retired U.S. Postal Service worker and grandmother, had just gotten out of the shower when she heard a command over a bullhorn for anyone inside to exit with their hands up. Wearing only a bathrobe, she opened the front door. Armored personnel parked on her front lawn. Police vehicles along the street. Dudes in full military gear carrying rifles and a police dog.
Which is insane for a stolen car, by the way.
So the stolen car, which, by the way, this guy who had his car stolen sounds a lot more suspect than this grandma. He said that the reason why it was such an issue is because he had his truck stolen. It had four semi-automatic handguns, a rifle, a revolver, two drones, $4,000 in cash, and an iPhone inside.
And this idiot's the one who's keeping this in a car, yes, in a truck that he's not in at that moment in time. Yeah, this guy is definitely way more of a threat to society than this 78-year-old woman.
Again, she's basically naked. And she's in her bathrobe. She's a grandma. She's clearly not a threat. I think that anyone that stormed up to this location would probably look at her and be like, yeah, I don't think the naked grandma is the one that's stealing a vehicle.
And your,
she
your,
probably
your
doesn't
guns.
Have it in her apartment with all of the guns and everything else.
Well, it's the idea that everyone's guilty. Like, yeah, you just go in and think everyone's guilty. And I know that, you know, if you're going to a potential house where there are, you know, you don't know if somebody's, you know, stolen all of those guns and they could be arming the entire house. And that's probably what they were thinking whenever they were pulling up. But I mean, I read this article, Dave, and she got what she deserved.
How much did she?
$3.8 million.
Not enough.
That's totally worth it, though.
Not enough.
No, I'm just saying, if it was me that this happened to, or my grandma or whatever, right?
$3.8 million.
$4 million is life-changing money. That's life-changing money. I mean, sure, could it be more? Right, yeah. But at 78 years old, you are set for life and then with plenty to spare.
Yeah, and we as the public get to pay her that. So, you know, how about we start taking that out of these idiots who decide to storm that house's pension?
Uh-huh.
That's how we start paying for these mishaps.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
New message.
Call the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY.
That's 833-963-8669. Please leave a message after the tone.
I agree. I hate left turns, especially when you work for a landscape company and you have a trailer in back of you. Worse, you're in the far right lane and you have to take a left turn, so I'll just take a right.
Message deleted.
So you're never going to drive for NASCAR then, right?
Left! Only lefts. Why is it that we have gotten to the point in life where we are so lazy? We're in a car. Well, and we're driving.
Left turns are tough.
I don't think it's lazy, Dave. It's because there's so many other bad drivers who are out there. And so having to create more situations where you're going to be in a situation where you could be vulnerable, I try to avoid, personally.
I saw somebody taking a left turn yesterday and blocked the entire intersection because they just needed to take that left.
Mm,
and
love that.
No one honked. I was so shocked. Not one single honk at this person who was just taking up an entire intersection and nobody could move forward because they had to turn left in that moment.
Proud to be the honker.
Like if somebody honk through cars.
For sure. Like if there's somebody at a light that has turned green and it's past the 3-second threshold and no one's honking, look out. I got it from back here.
Yep. I will go 6 cars back. Yeah. I will honk through.
I thought about honking, but there was 2 cars in front of me, and I didn't want to make everybody in front of me anxious because it wasn't their fault. It was the person who was in the middle of the median.
You got to start a chain reaction.
Honk through.
You got to honk through.
Honk through.
Be brave, Audrey. You can do it.
Maybe next time.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Shut up, Mahoney. Little bougie avocado eating ass.
Message deleted.
What?
I got a dozen avocados in my house right now, bitch. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Avocados.
And they're hard avocados right now. I'll hit you in the head with one of those avocados. Knock your ass out.
Why is it that avocados have a very limited shelf life? They are so hard for so long, and then all of a sudden it's like, ha-ha, you got to pay attention to me today or else.
They go from concrete to overripe banana.
They are the most dramatic fruit that is out there. Are they a fruit?
Pay attention to me. Pay attention to me. They're the pick me of fruit.
Oh, no, I'm not ready for you yet. You're still in the friend zone.
You guys do know how to slow that down, though, right? You just put them in the fridge.
Slow them down for eternity?
I mean, if you, like, when they're approaching getting ripe, put them in the fridge.
How does one know? They are approaching getting ripe. That's my entire problem.
You feel them. Grab them cottos. Feel them up.
Listen, I've been grabbing them, like both. Like just one in each hand because you can never have just one avocado. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So if I've got one in each hand and if they get a little mushy, I get nervous that I've squeezed a little too hard and I've set them into the ripe zone.
My least favorite thing about avocados, when you cut into it and you get that big old nut. Like it's
in the
like middle? it's like 3/4 of the whole ass avocado. It's just all nut.
Did I tell you that we were growing an avocado tree from one of those little avocado nuts?
Really?
It takes so long, and I accidentally murdered it.
Oh, you did?
My husband had been working for like 8 months, and he got the wrong kind of soil, and it caused like all these bugs, and I was freaking out over the bugs. And this freaking avocado, like it was growing like into a tree, leaves the whole thing, and it takes like... You have to soak it and put it into a dark area and wrap it around in a towel. You have to like nurture this seed into life. And bugs freaked me out so bad that I put it outside. If a tree can't grow in the outdoors.
So I accidentally killed it by putting it in a place where it would absolutely die.
But it's supposed to be a tree. Why would it never grow in the outdoors?
Mahoney, do you buy your avocados in bulk?
Yeah. I mean, like 6 at a time. I think that's how they come. They come in a bag.
Do you get them from Avocosco?
You went backwards in time to ask him about his avocado. Like seriously, you went backwards in that conversation to bring up Avocosco's.
That's pretty solid.
Avocosco's?
Yeah. I enjoy it.
Thank you. It's worth it.
Avocosco's. Yeah,
worth backing it up.
Worth it.
Boop, boop, boop. Pun.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Tell the girl from the University of Kentucky her girl date. She's just getting set up for a menage a trois. What did you think about that?
Message deleted.
First of all, go Cats.
And secondly, based on that, she's down.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. Would you people shut up?
Dave and Mahoney.
People love it. Some people hate it. It is Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. No, I'm not kidding. It's actually 27-year-old
Jake
Paul.
How old's Mike Tyson?
He's 57, so 30 years difference. Mm-hmm. So more than double the age of Jake Paul. Jake Paul has had some pretty high-profile boxing matches at this point. Maybe some of them were fixed. Maybe
or the
some
vast
weren't.
Majority of them were fixed.
For sure the early ones. We were talking about this off, you know, just literally 1 whole second ago. I mean, Ben Askren, he was already on the decline of his career. Going to take a payday.
So,
Tyson Woodley yeah. did it twice. Had to get Logan Paul's name tatted on him, you know.
Guys of a certain era, like Dave and I and like our dads, you know, if they were combat sports fans or if they were boxing fans back in the 80s, there was no bigger sports superstar on the planet than Mike Tyson when he was the world heavyweight champion.
Well, we regularly get asked, Mahoney, like, what's the coolest celebrity interview that you guys have ever had? And there's been a lot of them over mm-hmm. the years because we've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, I think about the time that Chris Cornell came into the studio right. and sat down and was as far away from me as you are and was playing Black Hole Sun. I grew up on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as far as, like, sports figures go, when Mike Tyson came into the studio and was hanging out with us, that was a moment where you're just like, wow, like this is a childhood hero of mine. Now, at 57 years old, should he still be stepping into the boxing ring?
No.
Because combat sports is a young man's sport. I'm not mad at it, man. I'm here for the kind of blending.
I'm mad at any guy who's 27 who wants to fight somebody who's 57.
This is arguably the biggest test of Jake Paul's career. I mean, Anderson Silva was interesting, but Mike Tyson was a real boxer.
He was the world heavyweight champion. The thing that I hate about this, and it's interesting, though, because this is going to take place, I believe it's going to be in June. It's going to be on Netflix.
It's July. July 20th. It's going to be on Netflix, which is a big deal because a lot of people have access to that platform. It's going to be at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Arlington.
Going to sell out. Going to make $1 billion. It's going to be a huge spectacle. I just, you know, I want to see Mike Tyson get a payday, but not this way.
I hope he beats his ass.
He's not
going to
beat him. He's not going to beat him.
Mike Tyson is not taking a dive, if that's what you're implying.
No.
There's no way he's taking a dive.
Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones Jr., who are, again, one of the greatest boxers of all time.
But Mike Tyson didn't take that seriously. He was stoned for that fight. He came out and said he was high during that fight.
Do you think he's going to take that more seriously than a YouTuber?
I think this is way more. People are actually going to watch this.
I mean, sure, people are going to watch it because it's going to be on Netflix, which I think that is interesting because there's no way in the world I would spend $100 on a pay-per-view to watch this.
I would spend $100 on this easy.
Really?
This is the blending of WWE and the UFC or boxing and WWE. It's more entertainment than it is sports purist. There's plenty of very serious MMA fights that I've watched intently over the years because it's the two greatest martial artists competing, and I have an immense appreciation for that. That doesn't mean that I can't enjoy this,
I'm not going to enjoy it because I don't want to watch a 57-year-old guy get beat up.
So you're what, going to hate watch it because you're going to watch it?
But it's so funny that you're putting empathy and sympathy towards Mike Tyson.
Poor Mike Tyson.
Well, it feels like
this poor, feeble 57-year-old Mike Tyson.
When it comes to combat sports, Like you think the NFL, like you're considered old as a running back at 30. The fact that there's a sanctioning organization that is going to allow this fight to happen is almost criminal.
It's Texas, man. They'll sanction anything.
I'm just not.
Let's roll Emmett Smith into the ring right after Mike Tyson.
I don't think Mike Tyson would take a fight that he thought he could lose.
I think he would because
even at 57, it's ego, man. It's fighter ego.
Yes.
You get anybody who is going to go in there, they're looking and they're thinking exactly what you're saying, Mahoney.
I disagree.
That you put Jake Paul in a ring because he's not fought anybody. He's paid everybody off. He has all of these people who he's just, you know, fighting non-boxers. And then he's thinking, oh, I'm Mike Tyson. I'm 57 years old. I could beat up on a kid who's paid off all of his fights. Of course,
Mike,
it's ego.
Tyson, see, here's the thing. Mike Tyson's not looking at this as the reason it makes me sad is because I do want to see Tyson be paid, but it's just like, it feels like you're selling your boxing soul. I mean,
Got the out. I'm 57 years old. This kid is 27.
Right.
I'm supposed to lose to somebody 30 years my junior. If he goes in there and knocks his head off, and I really hope that Mike Tyson trains.
Didn't Jake Paul already fight a 50-some-year-old?
I mean, Anderson Silva's up there. He's not 50,
40.
But I mean, he's in his 40s. So,
isn't it the first old guy he's fought? Did we have the same verbiage for Silva?
Gets paid, trains his ass off, and beats Jake Paul's ass live on Netflix July 20th.
I will be betting against Tyson.
Go ahead.
I will.
But you know what? That means you're going to be watching it.
Mm-mm.
Yes,
I'll just read the recap.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
When you're looking for love,
hey baby, you want it?
Then all the wrong places.
You want to see what a mistake looks like?
It's the Missed Connection Inspection on Dave and Mahoney.
Everyone's looking for love in their own special way. This is the Missed Connection Inspection, where people had an opportunity to shoot their shot in the moment and they didn't. And so they decided they're going to take it to Craigslist. And today, a bit of a theme, Mahoney. This is the Mile High Edition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Love in the sky, if you will. The first one is entitled Brown Eyes and Curly Hair at Gay Day. This is a woman for a man. Saw you standing by the wall charger. You must have been 5'11 or 6 foot tall. I caught your attention and you caught mine. Me, blue-eyed lady, early 40s, liked your brown eyes and curly hair, winky smiley face. Wish we were on the same flight. I've always wanted to go to the Mile High Club.
Wow. You don't join the Mile High Club on a domestic flight,
nah.
Karen. Yeah, you can't bang it out on a Spirit or a Southwest. You're supposed to wait for an international flight where everybody's asleep.
And they have the big bathrooms.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, it's nice to be wanted, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he's just over there trying to charge his phone, and they're catching eyes. There's something about the airport, though. The romance is very real.
Sexual tension, for sure.
This one, I should point out, was written with no periods in the entire sentence. This is dude for dude. Flight from Detroit to Phoenix.
Don't you dare take a breath, Dave. You have to finish it.
Handsome young man, you sat beside me in row 30. I would like to chat with you. I was afraid to get your name. Wasn't sure how you go about it, so I think it's kind of weird. I hope you live in Detroit, not Phoenix. I'm from East Point. Had to fly, but I'm sort of afraid. I am probably kind of not the best time to talk anyway. You look like you could contact me. We could arrange a meeting or something. Not sure.
So you took a breath.
I know.
And also, this is why, children, that punctuation matters, because yeah. You sound like an absolute psychopath if you do not use proper punctuation.
I didn't know that it was possible to write in methamphetamine, but this guy figured it out.
Yeah.
And also, like, if you found somebody who's in row 30, that's not where your future love is.
No, it's not.
Like, somebody who doesn't know how to check in at the right time.
Man, I got
both of their lives are chaos.
On, I checked in for a flight that had been overbooked, and they said, "Hey, everybody, come up whenever you get to your gate to get your seat." And they just started passing out seats, and I was so hungover. To be fair, she gave me the absolute last seat on the entire plane.
Yeah, you were
plane.
Not in the mood to meet your soulmate at that moment in your life.
No,
tell me
my
I'm
soulmate
wrong.
Was the toilet. It was best that I was seated directly next to it.
This one is entitled O'Hare Nuts in all caps. This is a man for a woman. We were at Nuts on Clark and you laughed at my nutsack joke. After you checked out, I asked where you're flying and you must have heard me. Let's get together and enjoy some warm roasted nuts and a nice glass of Zinfandel.
Is there anything that, you know, when you're at an airport or if you're at like a mall or a Nuts on Clark like this place, like when you smell those roasted ass nuts though, but they never taste as good as they smell.
Never
taste. It's like Cinnabon. You know, it's like you smell so good. There's no way the flavor can match the smell. It's impossible. Last but not least, this is entitled Braden on Moline to Las Vegas Flight. This is a woman for a man. Hey, Braden. That's how it's actually written. It's Cat, the scaredy cat. You sat beside me on my first flight, and I can't tell you how comfortable you made me feel. I'm sure you thought I was a basket case with how nervous I was. I know you were disappointed to find out that I was engaged. My girlfriends that sat behind us love you, and they really thought we had chemistry. Did we?
What?
I'm so not sure I can just break my engagement off, but if you think we could be life mates, I'm willing to explore the idea. I just never felt feelings like I had with you, especially after being together for only 3 hours. Let's see where the story goes.
Boo this woman. What a piece of absolute crap.
You're going to break off your engagement because of some dude on a flight?
I've never felt this way before, probably because you don't even know who this person is.
You've created a story in your head. And also, that's probably nerves just from flying as well for the first time. Oh, you piece of garbage.
I hate people.
Dave and Mahoney.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Figured it out, guys. We now know why we're ugly.
Why is that, Dave? Because we're poor?
No. I mean, that's part of it, I'm sure. But the study was conducted at a university in France. It suggests that the consumption of refined carbs might make your face less attractive.
So because we eat like crap, we are not as attractive as we could be. Is that what you're saying?
Very specifically, though, it is carbohydrates that do it to you. So the research involved 104 heterosexual men and women. I don't know why that matters. We're given either a high-carb or low-carb menu for breakfast 2 hours after the meal. Photos of the participants were taken and distributed for evaluation. Those who consumed high-carb meals received lower facial attractiveness scores. So it's like instantaneous.
Jeez.
So if I go have like sourdough toast and hash browns with my breakfast, I'm just butt ugly until noon.
God. Well, I mean, it's probably because it just makes your face saggy.
Maybe.
Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like this little part, I'm pushing it underneath like that where your
little gobbler,
your jowls. I feel like it just like all starts hanging down there. Like all of it just starts like bloating your face.
If you eat the bread basket at dinner, it just goes directly to your gobbler.
That checks out.
No guasha, the sculpting of my face. days later that evening will ever.
Would you say that you are a carb lover? Like, are you a person that... Because I have some friends that are just absolute nuts for...
A bread basket?
A bread basket.
Oh God. Yes. I mean, it depends on the bread. And it depends on the butter, too.
I can eat carbs all day, every day, and nothing but carbs and be happy.
But your diet that you're on right now is basically no carbs, right?
Right.
So are you dreadfully unhappy?
Yes.
I see.
So, you know.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Life is horrible.
Should we start bringing in loaves of bread every morning and just... gleefully and consuming them in front of Mahoney?
That would jeopardize my good looks, apparently, based off of this study. What do you mean? Are you trying to also sabotage me in the process?
Jeopardize your good looks.
Listen, I'm hanging on to what I can.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
How do you really feel?
Tell us.
By calling the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail
at 833-YO-DUMMY.
Yo-Dummy.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Oh, my God, would you people shut up?
Message deleted.
There he is.
He's back, baby.
Hell yeah.
And no, that's they would stop paying us if we did. So we have to talk.
I miss that guy, man. Chris, was that a new voicemail?
Yeah, we haven't heard from him in ages, man.
I know, and he's still listening.
Hey, what's his phone number? We don't hear from him.
Hey, go back through our voicemail. Give me his phone number.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to call him at home. 3 a.m.
Hi, it's me.
No.
You want to hear a joke?
I love that he hate listens.
I do, too. It's fine.
Like,
just keep listening,
man. We love it.
It's been a year, man. Yeah. He's still just screaming at the radio. Shut up.
We leave a good impression on people.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, what's up? Hey, whatever happened with that giant pig that was running around Audrey's hometown?
Message deleted.
Oh, the giant pig. I forgot about that. Remember when my mom, family live in, I totally forgot about this, in New Market, Alabama, right outside of Huntsville.
Uh-huh.
And they, on their neighborhood app, do you guys remember, had a rogue pig that was running around and they couldn't find where she was.
That's right.
They did end up finding her, thank goodness. But I mean, she was on the lam for a while, like straight up, like a couple weeks, and people would be like, spotted old whatever her name was, Miss Piggy, out in my backyard. But when I went to go get her, she ran. Like, that is so crazy. And this, pigs get out pretty frequently. I think that there have been a couple of instances where some rogue hogs have just been wild.
Yeah, I mean, where do you think the expression hog wild comes from?
I thought it was motorcycle gangs.
I thought it was a Tim Allen movie.
John Travolta? Can we unpack that movie for a moment? John Travolta, Chris Rock, and Tim Allen. Who was the other fourth tertiary character in that?
Like William Shatner or something.
Someone.
I don't know. Like, how much cocaine were you on where you're like, I got an idea?
The perfect cast, by the way.
And someone's like, yes.
Who was the other fourth?
It was Martin Lawrence, John Travolta, and William H. Macy alongside... That's right. Tim Allen. I wish
it would have been Chris Rock instead of...
How did you mistake Chris Rock for William H. Macy?
Unfortunately, I hate to break the news to everybody. Wild Hogs 2, quote unquote, Wild Hogs 2, Bachelor Ride is not going to happen. Disney has canceled the sequel.
Those were Disney films?
Oh, my God. Disney canceled the sequel.
Hog Wild was the start of the decline of Disney.
Wild Hogs, Audrey.
Wild Hogs. Whatever that horrible movie was the decline. It wasn't the Black Mermaid. It was this.
Sounds to me like Mahoney has never been in a fight in his life. Y'all have a good day. Talk to you later. Bye.
Message deleted.
Now, Mahoney in his current form is not a fighter. He is much more of a lover. But there was certainly a time where Mahoney had plenty of fights under his belt.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is what scares me about like testosterone replacement and things like that. Because when we were young, Dave, like I had, my testosterone's still high. It's still like considered in the high range.
Shockingly.
I would have guessed $1 million that it was low, but it is not. But it leads me to believe that when I was in my teens and 20s up until like I turned 30, that my testosterone was absolutely through the roof because I would see white. I would get so mad that I would just see white. And
I think it was just like the back of your eyelids.
No, I think it's just
you're just so creamy white that if you blink, you see white.
But you know how you like people get hormonal. Like nobody talks about like guys. Like nobody, nobody explained our hormones to us then. But I think there was so much testosterone pumping through my body that I was ready to fight at any moment in time. Always from the age of 14 to about 25.
So, but you did actually get your testosterone checked not that long ago, and they said that your testosterone was still very high, which alarmed you and shocked you. You said
it really did because you know I'm much heavier now, and I don't have the energy or the muscle mass that I did, you know, 15, 20 years ago, like most of us don't. But I do not want to get that anger back. I am so glad because I still have plenty of anger. It's just not the crazy, seen white anger of my youth. And also,
so would you say that even though you are much more controlled now, you are still a wild hog?
Yes.
Hey-o!
This is David Mahoney. Glitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash.
I'm David Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, you and I, big fans of The Princess Bride and Robin Hood Men in Tights. Now we have learned that Cary Elwes, I think is how you say his last name.
The Dread Pirate Roberts or Wesley.
He, the lead actor in that, who's been in a number of things. Liar, Liar. He was the...
which really messed us up.
Yeah. He has reported the disappearance of $100,000 worth of valuables, including art, jewelry, and cash, from his house in Malibu. He notified the police suspecting burglary, but law enforcement is looking into the possibility that a staff member could have been doing an inside job. The authorities are considering the likelihood that it occurred gradually over multiple years. So I guess he finally noticed that stuff was missing, and then he's like, wait a second, a lot of stuff is missing, and to the tune of $100,000, that's serious stuff. The incident follows a rattlesnake bite, if you remember that he experienced in his backyard less than 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was kind of still COVID-y times.
No,
and everyone's
I don't
like,
remember
what, what do you mean he got bit by a rattlesnake? Where? And you're like, in his backyard.
I personally don't keep up with this man's life, so I don't remember him getting bit by a rattlesnake.
That's because your entire youth was not formed
based
on a
single
movie.
Every movie pretty much that you've said, I have seen, but he is not like imprinted to the forefront of my mind.
Yeah, you can't picture him right now?
No, I can.
Yeah.
She just doesn't care.
I'm just like, don't care.
She's just, well, she's
that's
just.
Because you are no Princess Buttercup.
Yep. I'm not a Princess
you
Buttercup.
You are not.
If I looked like her, oh my God, Robin Wright, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be on the show. Oh my God, I would have OnlyFans. I would be utilizing my Robin Wright pretty privilege elsewhere. Are you kidding?
But your dumpy ass is here, so.
Yeah, I'm a dumper.
On
Jesus
to the next
Christ.
One.
Here I am. Tell me more about this guy and his theft.
So is he going to get his stuff back?
We don't know. I mean, they're investigating it, and, you know, that just sucks, though. Like, if it is somebody that you've trusted for years and has been in your house and they've been robbing you the whole
tipping
time.
Tipping during Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
During the holidays.
Dirtbags, man. So Avatar, The Last Airbender, is getting more seasons at Netflix.
So good.
You've been watching it, right?
I have been.
Have you been watching
it? This is the live-action version, not the Nickelodeon anime version.
Correct.
So I'm not necessarily fully into the anime culture, but I will say that I am into fantasy. So whenever I turned this on, I turned it on with an open mind of, let's see where this takes me on what fantasy journey. I don't know the story of The Last Airbender really at all, so this is my first digestion of the show. And like I said, I'm impressed. It's doing really well as far as streaming goes on Netflix, and I'm happy to see that there will be more seasons. And
I believe it's number one right now on Netflix. Yeah.
It's not just another season, it's another two seasons.
Oh, wow.
And
awesome.
That'll actually round out the story. So they're saying it's going to be season two and season three will end
I
on
love
season
this.
Three. Yep.
I love that they have a finishing, an end point, because there are so many shows that try and stretch it out with no end in sight. So awesome. Perfect. Should be great.
Chris Harrison, the former host of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, is returning to television for a new dating show. The unnamed dating show is described as having dating elements, but with a different and novel format. Harrison, who got booted from The Bachelor for one of the dumbest reasons.
At the height of the dumb, super dumb woke stuff.
I mean, like canceling everyone for everything. Like,
he didn't mind that a woman got married at a plantation that was pretty.
He defended
somebody he liked.
He just like, oh yeah, like that's not a big deal. She just like was at a plantation and got married, and they were like, off with his head.
Yes,
so, I'm glad that Chris Harrison is getting another opportunity. He seems like a good guy. I have no idea if he actually is, but he's canceled.
A good host.
For, again, the dumbest of dumbest reasons, and you're exactly right. He's very good at what he does.
So I'm glad that some of these networks are waking up that this faux outrage by these people that just don't exist anywhere besides Twitter/X/TikTok actually, and people who watch their shows don't give a damn.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
This is the David Mahoney Show.
I know some people are into this. I cannot wrap my head around the idea of getting really, really high and then going to work out.
Oh, no.
So, I used to work out at a place where that was so common. It was
really?
Like a bodybuilding gym specifically for like athletes who were going to do like competitions. And the entire place reeked of weed, and I never understood it. I mean, they all were incredibly fit, and I guess, like, Chris and I think we're having a conversation where it's big on the, like, in cardio and just in weightlifting in general. Have you said you tried it before?
For me, it's not cardio. That would actually be miserable. I don't want to get high and do something like CrossFit boot camp type stuff. No, I would die. For me, I've always said it's about mind-to-muscle focus. Like, if I'm high, I actually put a lot of thought when I'm curling a weight on the tension.
Oh, yeah, you're,
I'm
like, really freaking out to make sure that you're using that exact muscle.
Do you guys remember the... Why do I feel, though, like, if you were doing that, you'd be like, oh, right, I'm done with this workout. And then if you watch the video back, you would have done one curl.
Well, the other thing is that if you're high and you lift weights, the post-workout meal is so good.
Oh, dang.
So good.
I feel like you're offsetting
protein
your
shake
gains at that point.
Oh, man. But
but you remember the Chuck Norris Total Gym? Yeah. Him and Christy. I used to have one of those in my basement.
Of course.
And, like,
you did.
I would sit there and literally smoke a blunt and, like, do the pull weights.
That was the best place to smoke a blunt. I saw the Chuck Norris Total
You know,
we had a Total Gym in my house, too.
I am Christy awesome, Brinkley. Yeah.
What?
So, yesterday.
They were like Pilates, whatever, reformers or.
I remember exactly
before
what they
before those things. Yeah. Existed apparently.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So yesterday I pull up to the gym because Audrey was talking about how she was going to the gym yesterday, and I'm like, you know, I just need to. I've been kind of slacking off this week. Got to go to the gym. So I pull up to the gym, park in the parking lot as I always do, and there is a guy, like, not just smoking weed, like hotboxing his entire car.
Yikes.
It's like coming out of the windows,
like,
and I look
doing,
over
bro?
And it's like. It really is just like, it's like a fog in his vehicle because
see, that's
it's
a problem to me.
It seemed
that's
like a problem.
Problematic. I mean, if you're smoking in your car, non-weed-ish products, that's a problem. Like, I'm always shocked when I see people smoking inside of
their cars
with their windows up.
Yeah.
So, I
mean,
hotboxing, I feel like, is really for children.
Teenagers.
Like, I feel like the only time you're ever hotboxing is like... I remember the first time and maybe the only time I ever did that was in college.
This guy was like late 30s, early 40s.
Problem, man.
It's not like it's going to get you that much higher. You're just going to reek a weed all day.
Yeah. I don't even have a problem with you smoking weed. It's legal in many places. But that seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
You know,
that guy's got a problem.
That would be the equivalent of, you know, going to a sports bar and there's some guy in the corner doing keg stands. You're like, what are you doing, man?
What are we doing here?
I mean, if we could order a keg stand at a sports bar, don't act like
actually,
we would be above that.
That would be a hit.
The opposite of this would be like somebody who would be doing math equations for fun inside of a bar. Like, I mean, because the two do not make sense together. The weed hotboxing before you go and do something healthy, that's totally opposite. It to me. I don't know. So did you smell him? Were you able to like go work out and smell him?
No, I didn't. I did not seek him out to smell him. I'm sure
you probably could have just smelled him if you're on the same floor.
I do that with most other people at the gym. You know, I'll walk by and just be like...
They're like, you do?
No, of course not, man.
This is Dave and Mahoney.
Hell yeah. They may not have all of their teeth, but they almost have 10 fingers.
We gonna get
it's the Redneck Report.
Dave and Mahoney.
So, Mahoney, to start today's Redneck Report, I have got an Officer of the Year as a potential candidate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, an on-duty veteran Miami-Dade police officer. His name is Victor Montalvo, was arrested after crashing his unmarked county SUV into a parked police cruiser while drunk and under the influence.
Happens.
He was driving westbound, and he crashed into a parked police car with its emergency lights on.
Even better.
After the crash, he got out of the SUV and was lying in the roadway, pulled his gun, and then everyone's like, what are you doing, you idiot? He's been with the department for 20 years.
Bro.
And he's hammered while on duty.
Oh,
and
no.
He rams into another police car, pulls out his gun, and they're like, what are you doing,
man? I mean, if you are looking to go to prison and lose your pension all at the same time, this is how you do it.
He did put his gun away and was like, yeah, I'm probably a little overserved. You think?
While on duty.
Yep. So this is a man who really wanted an adult tricycle. Have you ever seen one of the like the adult trikes?
I feel like that's how you get a head injury, but yeah, they look cool as hell, but I know I'm going to flip that bitch.
A Big Pine Key, Florida man who decided that he wanted is facing multiple charges after stealing the tricycle and assaulting the owner with a coconut? Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of, speaking of head injuries,
you know how many people die a year from coconuts falling on their head?
A lot.
Like, four.
So this guy really wanted this tricycle. He struck the victim in the head with the coconut and bit him several times. Did you say four?
There's way more than coconut deaths.
Okay,
more.
150 coconut deaths worldwide
proximity,
a year.
Proximity, though, if you think about where coconut deaths would be, that's would a lot of coconut deaths.
Four here in America. Yeah. Four here in America. That's what I, you know.
That's a lot of deaths.
So this guy bit the owner, hit him with a coconut. When deputies arrived, he spit on the cops. I mean, this is just one
dude. Why does
he
have a rogue coconut?
I don't know. Like, where did you bring the coconut?
I don't know. I don't know. I just went with it. I'm sorry.
Audrey's getting in on the puns.
Oh, God.
Jesus. Welcome aboard.
I can't fight it any longer.
And last but not least, I didn't know that you could do this in Fort Myers, Florida. Kyle McHenry, 20 years old, was arrested for sending a bomb threat to himself.
Well, he wanted to get out of, like, what class?
He was seeking revenge on somebody, I guess. So, he reported receiving threatening emails to the police, including messages about a bomb on his grandfather's property and threats of violence against himself. During the investigation, though, it turns out that the cops are better at investigating than he is at being a criminal.
Uh-huh.
He admitted he sent the emails to himself, posing as another person.
Oh.
He also acknowledged filing a false police report and claimed he made a mistake.
Did he at least create a fake email address to send this bomb threat to himself?
Kyle McHenry at Gmail. Yeah. I don't know, man, but just, you know, just don't.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
Oh, my God. With these people, shut up.
Dave and Mahoney.
I got a message for you.
Leave a message for the Dave and Mahoney Show anytime by calling 833-YO-DUMMY. That's 833-963-8669.
Did you get that? Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I want to apologize to Audrey for the remark on wanting to start the OnlyFans. I'll make a deal. If I win one more time, Audrey, for any event through the app or if I call in, I will buy you a PlayStation 5 if you don't have one already. Not a promise.
Message deleted.
Not a promise.
Wait, what was the comment that he made about OnlyFans? Did he say that you should start OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a suggestion for an entrepreneurial mind. It's fine.
You know what's really funny, though, about that whole entire conversation? He was like, if I win, I might get you a PlayStation 5. Not promising anything, though.
Not promising anything unless you send me some pictures from that OnlyFans account.
Also, yeah. Here's what you don't know. Like, Audrey, having known plenty of people in her group who have done that, knows that
OnlyFans
doesn't pay real money unless you can find whales.
Yeah. One of my girlfriends, she does it, and she's the most unassuming person to me because I've known her. I mean, we've known each other since I was 14. She's one of the most unassuming people to be on OnlyFans. And she has like four whales and they just, I mean, I don't know if she does it anymore, but she did for a couple years. And yeah, man, she was getting her, she was getting it.
I feel like I'd be so curious. Like, are these thirsty dudes still, like, do you know what kind of money they were giving her?
I mean, enough. Where that was her income because
she didn't have to work.
She started it during the pandemic.
Uh huh.
You know, because I mean, she was in the service industry for a really long time, that got shut down. So she needed to find, you know, supplemental income, and then that ended up just being a couple of whales on OnlyFans for her, and she was able to pay for everything. So,
and she's an exception to a lot of the, you know, the standard things that go on
and
out
didn't
there.
Have to have sex with other people and show parts that you don't really want to see.
I'll say,
you know?
But I'll say this, like, for anybody who is thinking about that, which the gross part to me, it's not like, you know, randoms who are going to be finding you. It's
like your coworkers.
It's your coworkers. Yeah. It's your dad's friends.
Ugh.
It's like the grossest of the gross. And to me, you know, you do you.
See, but you think that way. I think that there has to be a certain type of person and personality to be like, meh. If they're subscribing, they're subscribing. You know, you have to be built differently.
Well, you have to be willing for those people to look, because when you're putting it out there, and that's the thing, like, to your point, Mahoney, mm-hmm. if you're going to do OnlyFans, you've got to go all in, because the competition is people who are all in on it.
Yep.
And so if you're like all timid and like, oh, I don't really want to be doing this, but I am, it's not going to work.
Nobody makes any money in anything if you do it half-assed.
You know, you could probably make, because OnlyFans, I feel like, is so yesterday. the new stuff is all on TikTok Lives where they're doing those weird ASMR videos and like pretending to be NPC robots where they're just like gang, 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 gang.
You think that's the new?
Yum,
that's
yum,
the
yum, wait, yum, yum. They're becoming
Audrey
millionaires.
Was sitting here, pulled up this video the other day of this girl sitting here eating, was it corn on the cob or something like that?
You can go live and make millions
on TikTok.
And there
was 5,200 people simultaneously watching her
just in that
creepily
moment.
Eat her a piece of corn.
Doesn't that make you hate society, though? Like, who are these 5,200 creeps?
What is wrong with all y'all?
This?
And then we realize that we're one of them.
Oh, yeah, because I'm totally, like, I'm just absolutely scrolling through and I'm watching it and I'm like, are you kidding me? With a carrot? With a carrot.
Yeah.
You could not be more unassuming. Or more assuming than what you're doing, rather.
Yeah.
Also, I don't knock her for it. She's just taking over. She's just capitalizing our 5,200 simps. Whatever, get your bag, girl.
I'll say this much. Carrots, bottom tier.
Not when you dip them in the ranch, because then they just taste like ranch.
Did you just go to suddenly ranking vegetables?
I did. Bottom tier. You know what? You know what's fire?
You just needed to let you know.
Cucumbers sliced with salt on them.
Welcome to vegetables. I know it's been some time since you've been on your weight loss journey. Now
Mahoney
it's like,
gets
let me
on a
tell
diet
you,
for
I'm,
one
I'm
week,
I'm
and he's like, yo, I just discovered celery. Wait until you find out about broccoli, brother.
Please leave a message
about broccolini.
Cocaine shark.
Message deleted.
Did you say cocaine shark?
Yeah. Another way for you to go on your weight loss journey.
there was what? Like
much
a,
better
like,
than a cocaine shark.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Also another way for a weight loss journey.
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So, guys, the internet is big mad at Kristen Cavallari, and it's because...
Are we mad or are we excited for her?
Well, so I thought that everyone would be excited for her. You know, she's got this hot new boyfriend, and, I mean, look, she was married and has babies with Jay Cutler.
I mean, Jay Cutler is the most... Like, you think about, like, a guy just smoking menthols, you know, who's just a prick.
He's just miserable, right?
Right.
Even at the height of his career, when everything was going great.
You're married to this beautiful woman.
You're
you know,
quarterback in the NFL, and you're just sitting on the sideline just pissed at life.
Right.
You know, like, everything is going right by almost every single metric, and for whatever reason, you're just still meh. And then you get an opportunity to even go be a commentator for the game of football, and you half-ass that. You don't care about that either, and so that goes away. And I mean, don't get me wrong. Jay Cutler, he's, I'm sure, doing fine and plenty of money and blah, blah, blah. But the fact that Kristen Cavallari has moved on, I think is probably good for her. So she's 37 years old, and the reason why some people are mad at her on the internet is because her new boyfriend is only 24 years old.
And?
A 13-year swing. That's what I said.
And?
Who cares?
24, you're an adult. You know?
Also, like, would it make news at all if it was a 37-year-old dude dating a 24-year-old?
We see it happen with
Leonardo
DiCaprio.
Also, if I'm a 24-year-old dude and there's a woman who's rich and successful and beautiful like Kristen Cavallari and she wants to bang, sign me up.
He's
for
pretty
sure.
good looking, but here's the thing is that he's a TikToker, and I don't know if this is how she found him, but he's called, I guess they call themselves as a trio, the Montana Boys. And they do a lot of cringy, you know, country hot guy content, whatever. They're young, they're TikTok. We won't understand it because we're not in that generation, right? But she's now taken part of the cringe, and I think that that's where I draw the line. I don't care that you're dating a 24-year-old TikToker, but the second that you, like, start and like encompassing
yourself... She's the old guy
yourself,
in the club.
She's
the old guy in the club.
The second you start trying to be 24 is whenever I have the issue. Like, get your man. Like, he is hot. He is very good-looking, and they match well. But... I don't know.
I'm shocked that
she's 37. Get out of the TikToks.
Like, I can't believe she's 37 years old.
She looks great.
I always thought honestly, if you would have asked me how old she was, I would have probably said Audrey's age, like 31.
That's so funny that you called her the old guy in the club, because she is the divorced dad that's hanging out.
Literally.
Trying to act, you know, cool around the 20-somethings. Meanwhile, I mean, because she has, what, 3 kids or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
But so, I mean, whatever. I mean, I didn't know that she was doing all this cringy TikTok stuff, so I get why some people are pushing back on that, but the age spread just does not matter to me.
Yeah, who cares? Let people live their life. And if you want to bang a hot person off of TikTok, you do you. I'm more of into that lumberjack guy who's always splitting wood.
Oh,
That guy.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at Dave and Mahoney.
Dot com.